We are learning Masechtas Deyah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud two dots. The Mishnah, the third case in the Mishnah, was a case where it says Vaseicha Kana Motzvnei Akana Asur. If you pit two birds in the coop, and if it was found in front of the coop, it's awesome. What's pshat? Let me say the Rochanina. The Rochanina Roiv Bekarav Halacha Roiv. Here it's Roiv Bekarav. It's a bigger chance it came. Maybe there is a chance it came from the car, right from the front. It's in front of Shittin Kub. Probably came from Shittin Kub. On the other hand, maybe it came from the whole world, which is the Roiv. So it looks like it was the Roiv instead of Karav. So it's right to Chanina. And Labai, no, Bedaf. We're talking about it has a little porch in front of the coop, and a lot of other birds hang out there. So there you have a mile of Roiv and Karav, and that's why you go boss of that. That's how Labai says. Rav Amar, no, a different shot. I say a different shot. The Shnei Kinim Zul Ma'ilam Zul Askinim. Talking about there was one coop atop another one. The Loimid Bayi Ziman, and here the case was he found it on the front of it. Loimid Bayi Ziman Betach Toyna, the Loimid Ziman Belayna. That's Pashit. If you prepared the bottom ones and the top ones you didn't prepare, there's two birds in the bottom, two birds on top. Two birds on the bottom you prepared, the ones on top you weren't planning on using. And the next day you come Matzah Betach Toyna, and you find birds in front of the tachtoina, and you didn't find anything in the top coop. Da'asirim, it's also because you're scared that the ones sitting in the front stoop is from the top. The ones that were here beginning, they ran away. And these came down to the porch in the bottom. So that's pasha. That's also. Even if you prepared the top ones, you didn't prepare the bottom ones. It means the top ones appear. You found them on the top porch and not on the bottom. Hanech nami asiri. It's still awesome. Darminon hanech az la'ama v'hanech suruche sarach v'slikri. You assume that those went away, and the ones from the top went away, and the ones at the bottom climbed up. And even though Rashi says, we're talking about young little chicks here, and usually they don't know how to climb so good, we're still chosh they climbed up. And that's the chiddush. They're still chosh they climbed up, and that's the chiddush that they climbed up, and it'll be also, because you're not sure if it's appearing anymore, mix it into a suffix, and you're not sure if it's appearing anymore. But if the only ones that were here, there was no one, there was not, yesterday there was nothing here besides these two, and instead of finding them inside, you find them on the porch. So then the halacha is, it's mutter, because there was nothing around. So, if these birds could fly, the big ones that could fly very far, maybe these are other ones, especially talking about a daf, let's say, fever bag, talking about a daf of it. So then why are you saying that it may have flew from somewhere else? Ella must be medadim, that the ones that can't fly much. So then, if it's not a coop within 50 amas, they get here. It's chickens that don't fly well, you just like go from place to place, they'll bump around, they'll go 50 amas. So again, you think there's nothing else here besides these two, there's nothing in the area, and these birds don't fly. So it's Pasha Smutta, what's the Chiddush? So there is another Khan within 50 Amos, and then these chickens that you found could have came from there because they could waddle along for 50 Amos. We could go in the Khan of Karen Zavis, but it's 50 Amos away, but it's around the corner. And they can't see their nest from this nest. Maybe you think that they come and waddle here because less than 50 amas they can waddle that far. They only waddle as far as long as they can still see. They turn back, see their nest, and see their home. But below, they can't. They don't come here. So here we're talking about it was within 50 amas, but it was around the corner. For example, like they have a picture in the Gemara here. It was around the corner of the house, so they couldn't see it. Even when it was within 50 amas, they couldn't see their place. So here, that the Mishnah is telling us that Angel Melahim, that these are the only ones here, and even the other ones with the Amos, but they're around the corner, the Allah is their mutter, you assume that these are the chickens you prepared, the chicks you prepared, and not other ones, because the other ones would not have made it here, and therefore we know it's only them. So the Mishnah Vaita, Beishamah Imrim, Ein Noitlam Eli Lekatsev Olav Basa. We mentioned this before a little bit. Beishamah says you can't take a specialized cutting board that they use for wheat. You cannot use that to cut your basar on Yontif, Vesil Matir, Vesil is Mutter. What's the Bira Machalikis? So, according to Rashi, Beishame holds that since it's a Klishim Lachla Isser, it's also to crack wheat on Yontif. So, it's a Klishim Lachla Isser. You can't use it for something else. Call it Tzerach Gufa. You can't use it Tzerach Gufa. It's still Muksa. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in Beishame. That's how the Ran, that's how the Balamar learns also.
Tosfos over here on top of Einoit Lim says the reason is that's Muksum Machlus Sar and Kiss. And still, this hill is all smutter because Simchas Yom. The Ram learns that's of the Ducha. Three pshatim, why? Einoit Lim is the Eli Lakasav Lom, Tiba Shamai. One pshat is out. Klish Machl Isra Tsaragufay, and that this hill is all smutter Tsaragufay. Or it means Muksum Machlus Sar and Kiss, which means you have to be very careful with it. Or it means out of the Ducha. Put out the hides in front of people to walk on it, because that's it looks like you're trying to do ibud on ours. And I was going to jump it. You can't move the ark with muksa. Could you move it? First of all, it holds you allowed to put the ark in front of darsam, and the reason is because they're tiru soifa mishum tchilasai. And even though the ibud is happening, but since you could be, it's the people are not going to want to shech that they can't do this, and this is only a klach hayad anyway, and it doesn't even look like I'm doing ibud. Therefore, Beisilo said it's mutter. Held and also the gavim muks also, since it's royal to use it as a bed or to use it as a tablecloth, according to Beisilo, it's not muksa, and according to Beishamay, it is muksa. So unless you have it connected to basa, Dr. Gemara about that tana. Veshavin shem kotzav alav basar she'asar letaltle. Everyone agrees that this eli, after you finish using it, you can't metaltle anymore. You can't, once you did the tzarech yontav, even Beis Hillel will agree you can't metaltle. Let's say it's after you use it with tzarech gufay, you can't put it back, because that's already not tzarech gufay. And the same thing, if you learn out anything, muksum after tzarech kiss. Whatever, when you finish shimchas yontav, there's no heter to use it. That's what the Braisa says. On my bike. My chalik is be'eli. The chalik is be'shami zil is only by this cutting board called the eli. Av betavra garmi, which is a cutting board used for meat. Divra kol mutter. It's pasha that's mutter to use. It's pasha to use it's pasha to mutter to use. Mar says pshita. Eli's not. It says in the Mishnah, eli daf gaza shayla. Marotan hu edin fil tavra garmi. Nami is also a circle in be'shami. V'hagutani eli. Lo yedi achkar kad be'sil tell us even a eli which is klish machta. It says mutter to the fil dover shem alach to isa nami sharu. Kamash v'lon. No, that is mutter. Now the Ram Shif is very bothered. What would be the having the tavra garmi should be a problem? What's the problem? So Rashi says some words here. Rashi says that you might decide not to use it, and it's come out to be Tarach Bekdi. No, yeah, it's not. It will come out the terrible thing. It sounds like this tavra garmi is a big board, it's a big piece. And maybe not going to end up using it, be Tircha Bekdi. That would be the having. It's a problem. Kamash Lon, it's not a problem, because Maisa is not Muksa, it's not an issue. The whole Shiloh was a little tavra garmi chadati. He's trying to tell you, even a brand new one, that you could still use that. Maybe a new one, you know, you can just get to do it. I don't want to use it right now. It's a brand new piece, I don't want to use it yet. Kamash Lom, they're not choshesh, he's going to back out. That means Abai is saying, even Beis Shammai, of course, Beis Hillel, even Beis Shammai is not worried about changing your mind. Freyti Gemara, or Beis Shammai lechayesh lam luche, Beis Shammai not worried about changing your mind, by time went to the Braisa. Beis Shammai emrim, ein melichin tabach, besakin etzavahim. You're not allowed to take the sheikhet is now go with his knife to the behema. The behema got to come to him. Loi behema, etzel, no, both ways also, both ways. Loi behema, etzel, tava, sakin. They're both in the same place. You can't walk one to another one. That's what the shaman says. And we still are, Melicha says, you go one to another. What's the pshat? Because you're worried he might change his mind. And therefore, we don't want to tear for shalom yitzarek. The only time we'll speak out of the Rashi, but it's a different shabbat. Rashi, the problem is, it's a shiloh of tircha shloya tzarev. The Rajva learns that the problem is that you might be carrying shirab and say, it's a shloya tzarev. And therefore, since we're worried about this, we say you can't go one to another thing. You have to be both in the same place. And it's similar to machlekes. Beishami oimrim, ein malichin tavlin amadach etz maducha. When you crush tavlin spices, there's a maduch and a maducha. Maducha is like the bowl, and maduch is the mortar that crushes it in the bowl. So you didn't have it both in one place. You want to be maduch one to the other place. You're not allowed to do that. Can't bring the maduch to the tavlin and the maduch. Or beisilaimrim malichin zay to zay. You could go one to another. You could go one to another. So again, you see that the chash is you might back out and you're being carrying shleilat tzarech. Either it's all like the Rashba says, or Rashi says it's a tircha shleilat tzarech. But like upon see, Beis Shammai has this worry that the person will back out, will change his mind. So why regarding the tavra garmi, don't we say it'll change his mind? So Mora says, hachi ashta. It's not a din. First one behema, when you come to shech behema, osi lam luchay. You might change your mind. You know what? He says, you know, maybe I'm going to see this behemah, and then he says, you know what? I don't like this behemah. I want to get a different behemah. And he starts walking to a different place. So the chashash, he might change his mind. Kedera nami, also you're coming to cook something, you're bringing spices. Now I'm some luchad, I'm going to speak kedera, the bari tavlin, my sister, the bari tavlin. He says, you know what, I'm not going to cook something that needs spices now. Rashi gives an example, things that need spices are basar and betzalim. Meat and onions need spices. But I'll do? I'll use something that does not need spices. Rashi, that means kruv lefes, like turnip and cabbage don't need spices. So maybe I'll use something that doesn't need spices, he'll change his mind. But over here, Hacha, when here you shecht the behemah and you have meat, what are you going to change your mind? Hacha, ma'ik the behemah, mimuch le'tavar, keep the shecht, you're ready to shecht the tavar, you're going to have to cut the meat up. What are you going to cut the meat up? So therefore, we're not worried if you change your mind. And that's the only worry of change your mind. We are bringing this, etzel this, you might change your mind, only by kedera and by basar, where you can bring one to the other, going to Beit Shammai, but not by other things, like by shechit. So send the Mishnah, Beit Shammai, ain't no use of a sa'ar, you cannot spread out the hides, so people should walk on it. Tana, Mishabim, everyone agrees, Shemolchum la basal sleep. If you want to work with the hide, make it, tan it, make it like it shouldn't dry out, you're allowed to salt it. You're not allowed to salt it, of course, because it's the ibud. But you're allowed to salt the basar on yomtin or to roast it. So therefore, I have a great idea. You just do a salting on the ar, and therefore, like, automatically, kla'achayad, the oris get salted. Now, why are you salting a basal tzli? We know when you cook something, you have to salt the meat to get all the dam out. When it comes to tzli, since it roasts, all the dam just drips out, so you don't really need salting. So Rashi holds that you need a little bit salting in for tzli. Tosfos, on the other hand, Tosfos derav Hashavin, says, lav mishum the tzarach l'malicha l'tzli, you don't even licha for tzli, k'farash v'chulin, ela mishum shenogu l'malicha l'tzli l'tzli. They salt it anyway, they give it a little taste. That's what a salting is. So either way, we're saying here, allowed to do salting here. Why are you allowed to do salting? Because it's kla'acha yad, like the Rashba says. I is kla'acha yad, so why can't you do a full salting like you do for kedera? It sounds like you can't do a basar for, the Rashba said this, you can't do a salting for kedera, which means to cook something, do a real salting, you can't do that. So he says, the reason is, since this is enough, this is kla'acha yad, is enough to do. You can't do any more kla'acha yad. If you could save the hide in this way, you can't do it in a stronger way. Like Abai speaks it out. Oh, by loy shana let's sleep. I have a likadera loy. You can't salt the likadera on top of these skins. You can't salt the meat in order to cook it, which is a big salting. You can't do that on top of the hides. So my pshit don't sleep tonight. He said sleep. The Bryce says sleep. How come I found the fillet sleek ink there also? It teaches us like this. That fillet sleek ink there is also. That fillet sleek ink there, which means even you want to do like a heavy salting for sleep. You know, not as much of there, but you'll do a little more than usual. That also can't be done. It has to be like a very light salting. That's the only thing that's mutter. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein molchim es hachalavim. You're not allowed to salt. Now, the halavim is the fats of the behemah. Fats of the behemah, you're not allowed to eat. So why do people save it? They use it for oil to burn. To make a fire, either in your oven or to make a fire for light. That's what you use it for. You use it for those oils. So he wants to save his chalav mayantif, you know, he's just shechted the animal, and the chalav is still fresh. If he doesn't salt them, they're going to get ruined by the time tomorrow rolls around. They're not refrigerators. But the lacha is, ein malchim es chalavim, you now do maliach chalavim on yantif, because it's the ibud. According to Iran, it's the ibud de araisa. Why? Because, you know, the lacha is, ein ibud ba'eichlim, the chalav makes it ba'eichlim, so you don't eat it. That's the eichlim, therefore there's an ibud, you now have malchit. And the aim of hafkim behem, you also can't just even turning around. It's not malicha, but that's a tircha on something that's not tzarich. I think now I'll do that. Say this: you could put it out in the, you know, in the ear. Put on a little like a peg on these little like shelves that have ear spaces in between. You put it on these shelves, and it'll keep them fresh. That you're allowed to do. Amar Rav Masna. Well, that's also a good question. What about the muksa? So the Goyes Ashri asks his kasha, and he says that it's not muksa, since I can light fires on yomtiv, I can use it for oil on yomtiv to light fires.
It's not muksa.
Right, and light. It's not muksa. That's what Goyes Ashri says. But the Shidduk Kavetz holds it is muksa because it's noilat.
Right.
So he says a different teretz. He says, because it's talking with oil of yodah. When you're doing the afshata, so I get the meat, it's still in my hand. It's still in my hand, so then I just put it down on the yaseiris. That's what he says. Right, put it on the yaseiris. Now, the whole shayla is, because that's why muksa is not a problem. But lemaisa, there is a problem of like putting it out as a tircha that shouldn't get spoiled. So that's machlekes. Tanakamos, you're not allowed to do that. And Rav Shul, you're allowed to do that. So Gemara says, Omra Masna Lachar Rav Shua, pass like Rav Shua. There's another version. Omra Masna ain't a Lachar Rav Shua. Do not pass like Rav Shua. We hold that you're not allowed to put these chalavim on top of the shelves to ear it out. So Bishlam Adim Lachar Rav Shua, it's you have to tell them to me why. Sak Adim Yachav Rav Lachar Rav. Usually you go back to the Tanakama, who's the Chacham, who's the Rabbi. Kamash Malon Alach Yachav like Rav Shua. Why do you have to tell it to me? Don't we know Yochid the Rabbim, Alacha Karabim? What's not Alacha Rabbi Shua? Zochid the Gemara, no. Ma'otim Mustava Tamid Rabbi Shua. Maybe we say Rabbi Shua makes sense. You're not really doing any Isser here. You're just doing a Tir Chashloy Litzarech. And the Loy Sharis Lay, if you don't allow him to do this, Mimim Loy Shachid, he's not going to Sheft. Kamash Lon, they were Tiru Soifay Mishim Tchilasa. And the Kamash Lon, we weren't Mata Sarfim Shem Tchilasa. We now don't pass the Rabbi Shua. We were not Mata Sarfim Shem Tchilasa. That's what we're saying. But the problem is, the Maishnam Arl Fnei Adarasam, the Maishnam Beisul says, you put an Arl Fnei Adarasam. And he does say, I'll say, Tiru Sarfim Shem Tchilasa, let it be Tereach and spread them out in front of the Dars. What's the difference? So Gemara says like this, Hasam Loy Mucha Milsam. There, if you allow him to do this, he doesn't think that you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov, because there he thinks it has a tzarech Yom Tov. He says, "Ma'isa, there is use for it on Yom Tov. It's tzarech Yom Tov because I can use it for my tablecloth, so I understand what's going on here." Here, if you allow him to salt it, my time is rabbanon. Why are you letting me not let him salt it? If you allow me to just put them on the shelves to ear it out, you'll say to yourself, it's not Tzarek Yontif. It's not really Tzarek Yontif. So my time is Shavu Le'Rabban. Okay, Chalal Yisrach. There's a special heter. You know, Hefzin. Makam Hefzin. Should I get smaller? Let I do it. Malim Mishtechenu. What's the difference of spreading it out? Malim Mishtechenu. What's the difference of salting it? He's going to come to salt it. It comes to salt it. Like we said, salting Chalavim according to Ran is the Raisa. Because it's not Raya for food. It's not Yivad Vaychlim. And Rashi's Mashmah Yivad also. Look at Rashi. But he's getting at a narrow line. He says, Malicham Avis Malachasim Dabshish Ve'Yivad. And he holds Mashmah Rashi. It's a deraisa of Malicha by Chalavim. So therefore, we're very careful. We don't, Tanakam also, we do not allow him to do this, even though there's usually a heta, a tiru, service of Vaychlim, we don't allow him to do it. Talk to Maravai. One more Gemara before the Mishnah. Omrei Yehuda Mashmuel. Meleach Adam Kama Chatichas Basa Vavasachas. The law is, you let it do Malicha on a piece of Basa on Yom Tov. But, Lemaisa, let's say I don't need all this be meat, so I can't really do Malicha on everything, only the stuff I need. So, Shmuel says, that according to the Rosh and the Rambam, Shah is like this, that if you just throw the salt in one shot and lands up all the meat, that's fine. You know why? Because the Ribuy Bishurim is Mutav Yom Tov. If you want to make pasta on Yom Tov afternoon for your child, you don't have to make dafka enough for that child. You can make a whole box of macaroni. It's not a problem. Because Ribu Vishurim is Mutter on Yom Tov. So here it's Ribu Vishurim. That's why it's Mutter. That's why Malay called them Kama Chatiris Basa Basachas Abishan Charles. You only need one piece. You let them Malicha at one time because Malicha is Mutter and all it is Ribu Vishurim and there's no extra tercha, therefore it's Mutter. Rav Adav Ava is a new chiddush. Rav Adav Ava, Marim Malav Garma Garma. Like the Rosh explains, Rav Adav Ava is taking one piece at a time. One piece at a time is not Ribu Vishurim. Each one's a separate tercha. But he says, Leidu Harama. What's the harama? The harama is, you say, you know what, I want this piece. They say, yeah, I don't want that, I want the other piece. And until you finish, you land up doing the whole idea. And that's a bigger chiddush already, that you land up doing harama. And it's not so poshut that Shmuel agrees to this halacha. This is a new halacha. So the way Rosh speaks it out, Rosh says, so why let I do this taka? So what for the why let I do this? So the reason is because Malicha is not really the raisa, because ain't ibud ba'ichlin, and they allow you to do this, harama, but makarim, you know, simchas yantim. So the Rosh like this, and the Ibud Ba'ichlim, make a Malicha's Basa. The Afrika, the less late time a cloud, the Shayusha, the Shmuel, Shayne Chatichas, who Tsarklam is Sakhna, Shmechas Klaal, Malicha Shayach Chatichas, says you don't have to have the Shmuel, because here the other ones are not getting Malicha, same time as this one, a separate pieces. The Gam Tsarklah Hapako Chatich Malicha Malicha, anyway, you have to pick up any piece and turn it over. So it's much bigger, this is not a dim into Shmuel. He's Mata Haram, Mata Mata Haram. And it's really a sugar later on, your Zion and Beis. That this aroma is not mutter, it's not so partial that that's mutter. That if you're not a Bnei Torah, we have to see the Gemara later on exactly who's mutter with this aroma, but this aroma will be discussed more in length as Daf Yud Zayin on a base.